Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As the month of Ramadan approaches us, it's important for us all to prepare for its arrival and understand the rules and regulations that are placed within the month of Ramadan for us all. Due to the lockdown, it's important for us all to comply with the measures placed by the government for our safety and also the safety of our families and communities and this nation. Fasting, which is the month of Ramadan, is obligatory for all of those who are Muslim, whether a male or a female. If you are a Muslim, you are sane, you are mature, you are fit and healthy, and you are a resident, then you are obligated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fast between dawn and sunset. However, if a person who is fasting and they contract COVID-19 and their symptoms increase in severity, like they struggle to breathe or the temperature is increasing, then it is permissible for them to break their fast and then for them to make that fast up later in a week's time or after the month of Ramadan. Those people who already have COVID-19 confirmed or suspected COVID-19 with moderate or severe symptoms and have underlying health conditions can also postpone their fast to a later date. Pregnant women and those who are breastfeeding are also permitted to postpone their fast if they fear harm to themselves or their children. And those with underlying health conditions, those who are pregnant or breastfeeding, or those who are elderly and those who are weak or at high risk, can also postpone fasting in the month of Ramadan to a later date after Ramadan, perhaps in November or in December when the days are much shorter or when their health returns. But those who are elderly and weak and have underlying health conditions like diabetes or other illnesses and are completely unable to fast in the foreseeable future and their health will never return, or they are too weak to ever fast, whether in the short days or in the long days, then they will pay fidya. And fidya is where you give the equivalent amount of money to feed a person two meals in a day, which is roughly at least £5 here in the UK. You can pay a minimum of £5 to somebody to have two meals during the month of Ramadan. And finally, for those doctors or nurses or healthcare workers who are working with and treating COVID-19 patients, those who are wearing PPE and working extremely long hours, and these doctors and surgeons and nurses and healthcare assistants, and those who need to focus and avoid making clinical errors which can affect the life of those individuals who have COVID-19, these individuals can also postpone Ramadan to a later date. First, they should try to the best of their ability, but if they see due to their PPE and due to their long working hours and due to the need of them focusing and making correct decisions, clear decisions, then they can postpone fasting in the month of Ramadan to a later month, and they will not be held accountable, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still reward them equally as they would have fasted in the month of Ramadan. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to understand the importance of fasting in the month of Ramadan, but equally understand that those who are genuinely ill, those who are struggling, those who contract this particular virus, or those who are taking care of our patients, then they have this exemption from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this dispensation which they can use and fast outside the month of Ramadan. Jazakumullahu khairan.